بسم الله بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We are continuing with our series on السنن الإلهية, divine consistencies in the Quran. And today we're going to take a look at the statement which we just read, the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Allah Ta'ala commands us and says, cooperate in righteousness and piety and do not cooperate in sin and aggression. This is describing which sunnah? Sunnatul Takamul. Sunnatul Takamul. What does that mean? It is the inevitability of mutual completion. Allah Ta'ala has designed us in such a way where we complete each other. Only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is unique al-witr. Only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is perfect and self-sufficient and doesn't need anybody else. He is a ghaniyun hamid. Everything else in creation, as Allah Ta'ala says, is made in pairs. Allah Ta'ala says, Subhana alladhi khalaqa al-azwaja kullaha mimma tumbitu al-ardu wa min anfusihim wa mimma la ya'lamun. Exalted is he who created everything in pairs, what the earth grows from themselves, and whatever you don't know. Whether we're talking about plant life, animal life, human life, alien life, whatever you don't even know out there, subhanAllah, anything that might be out there, all of it is made in pairs. The only difference is what? Not the creation, but the creator. Allah Ta'ala is unique and is not in any kind of pair. And this means that we complete one another. None of us is perfect on our own. We need one another. Allah Ta'ala created the daytime and the nighttime to fully complete each other, the male and the female, so that they can produce families. Allah Ta'ala created bosses that need workers and workers that need bosses. Why? So that together they can make a business. Doctors need the sick and the sick need doctors. Why? So that everybody can function together. House builders need families and families need house builders. We all depend upon one another. But all of this is only possible when we have good character, when we actually can use each other's skills, and when we are cooperating with one another with good intent. Otherwise, all of that breaks down. That's how we maximize our potential, using one another with good character instead of having conflict and tearing each other down. This can only be done if we avoid jealousy. You might have a certain skill set, somebody else might have something else. Instead of saying, I wish I had what they had, understand Allah Ta'ala made everybody unique. Everybody plays their own role. You can't be good at everything. You're not perfect. You're not Allah Ta'ala, who is perfect in every way. So don't be jealous. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْتِ الدُّنْيَا مَنْ يُحِبْ وَمَا لَا يُحِبْ وَلَا يُعْتِ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَحَبْ. That Allah Subh'anaHu Wa Ta'ala gives this world, gives of this dunya, to those who He loves and those who He hates, or doesn't love. He might love somebody, might not love somebody. Dunya can come to either one. But when it comes to Iman, it only comes to those who he loves. This is the Prophet ﷺ telling us. And so therefore, we want to encourage each other in al-birr wa taqwa. Why? Because human beings, like it or hate it, exhibit herd behavior. We follow the crowd. This is who we are. So fortunately, it's easier to encourage good when everybody's doing it. And unfortunately, it's easier to justify evil when everybody is doing it. Both cases, we are affected by the crowd. So Allah Ta'ala says, help each other out in birr. Birr is what? Outer goodness, good deeds, external. Wa taqwa, the Prophet said, a taqwa hahuna, and pointed to his chest three times. That taqwa is in here. Implying what? Help each other out, call each other to good deeds externally. Let's pray together, let's fast together, let's give charity together, things that are obvious. Why? So that slowly but surely it'll seep into your heart and you'll truly be a transformed individual on the inside. And what? وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't help each other out in ithm. Ithm means a sin, but it implies to lag. In other words, you do a sin out of laziness. You're falling short in your goodness. ناقةٌ آثمةٌ يعني بطيئةٌ. That a camel that is آثمة is slow. So ithm implies you're lagging, you're slow, you're weighed down. So sometimes what people do is they do sins just out of laziness. Oh, I forgot my prayers and I forgot to do this and I forgot and I'm just being lazy and I fell short just out of pure laziness. What is the result of that? That's going to pile up. It's going to increase and it'll eventually erode relationships. That evil will increase and pile up until what? Until it starts to destroy the very fabric of our community. That's why the combination of وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. The udwan is going to come after, which is what? The animosity between one another. We should remember that the Prophet ﷺ told us, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ, that the hand of Allah is with the group. Nobody should go at it alone. This is why Ramadan brings us together. This is why the masjid brings us together. This is why our deen, we pray together. This is why so much is about unity. SubhanAllah, we just finished Surah An-Nisa. The whole surah, inshallah one day I'll do a khutbah on it maybe. The whole surah is about unity. And you could go through every topic and see how it's talking about unifying the believers. It's really quite beautiful and amazing. Even mathematically, we all know 1 + 1 = 2. And yet SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made something so special and given a divine gift to cooperation, in which if you have one person and another person working by themselves, they can only get so much done. But the moment they work together, now they get more than what two people can do, separated. So because of that, even though 1 + 1 = 2 mathematically, when it comes to socially, SubhanAllah, 1 + 1 is more than two. It's amazing. You get two people working together, they can get more done than two people working separately. I hope everybody understands. It's a very powerful thing Allah Ta'ala has gifted us with, this idea of the jama'ah. When we come together, we can do more than what we could do separately. So I'm going to finish, inshallah, with a beautiful two points. One is a beautiful quote from Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer. He said, service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. Beautiful quote. Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. We have to be decent to one another. We have to be good to one another. We have to be cooperating in goodness, encouraging each other as much as we can. And subhanAllah, it has been quite heartbreaking to hear how many people have been reaching out to me, letting me know about other cooperation that is not functioning well, which is elders versus youth. These are two groups that need to work together. I've had people reach out to me saying, in the masjid, the youth are being rude and harsh and disrespectful towards their parents. And then I've had other parents reaching out to me saying, there are elders who unnecessarily are being very harsh towards the youth and they don't know what they did wrong. Okay, I'm not here to take anybody's side because I don't know about the details of every particular issue and instance. Sometimes people are having a bad day, whatever the case is. I don't know. Allah knows. But what I'm saying is this. Ta'awanu, let's work together. Let's complete each other. Let's recognize that we have this sunnah of takamul. That the youth need the elders. They need to look up to them and take from their wisdom. And the elders need the energy of the youth. They need to make sure that they're going to go on into the future. So these are two groups that need one another. And so it's extremely important when you come to the masjid, please understand that your words have weight. Young people, please listen to me. Show respect to your elders. Have some respect for your elders. Why? Because if you don't, then it's going to build and build and build, and eventually they won't care if you're the nice one or the annoying one. They're just going to start lashing out at whoever. And same thing vice versa. Adults, if you're constantly harsh to these youth, they're going to say, look, I tried to be respectful, but it doesn't make a difference. If I'm nice or if I'm bad, it doesn't make a difference, so I'm going to be harsh either way. They are always blaming me and acting like I'm guilty until proven innocent, so khalas. I might as well just accept the role that I'm given. So we can't continue this. Remember this. Final thing I'll say, inshallah. One of the greatest miracle that we have is the Qur'an, which goes to show what? Words have weight. Words have weight. Allah Ta'ala decided to give a miracle to us in the form of what? Words. Never belittle the power of your words. So whether it be the youth to the elders or the elders to the youth, remember that your words have weight. You can make somebody's day. You can make somebody smile. You can make somebody happy. You can encourage somebody. You can build them up. Don't tear each other down. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are not constantly tearing each other down, testing each other's patience, and wearing it down so that the next person gets the worst of it. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are decent towards one another. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.